we're asking farmers not to panic sell. We need to see, we'll say, what the implications of this are. Will other, we'll say, chains, will Supermax, will Burger King, will they follow suit? You've also got Starbucks. You've got a lot of these branded chains that buy a huge amount of produce, and Irish produce every year, as to what's going to happen them, or will they follow suit and shut. The only positive, I suppose, in it all, speaking to the beef industry this morning, was that China is rolling again. And we would expect China to play a big role in Irish beef in the next 6 to 8 weeks. So hopefully that's a positive. But yes, it's very concerning in the medium term as regards the McDonald's decision to close.
But in that medium term, you know, you did mention, you know, farmers not to panic and that sort of thing. Can attentions turn elsewhere? You did mention that supermarket chains are at the pin of their collar trying to, you know, ensure that there's a steady supply there. The farmers that, you know, what who would have maybe supplied to McDonald's, can they maybe start supplying elsewhere to, you know, to keep that going and maybe, you know, maintain some sort of finance for themselves in the interim?
Yeah, yes, I suppose they're two different products. That's the only thing in terms of the beef that McDonald's buy and the beef that maybe retailers buy. They're quite different in terms of, you know, maybe four-quarter beef and its mince. And we're going to see pressure there on cow beef in the next couple of days as regards beef quotas are already down for cows as a result of that restaurant trade coming under pressure. So, but yes, I suppose these people have to eat, and the people that have eaten McDonald's for the last couple of months will still have to eat next week and the week after. So whether they will say, change their purchasing requirements back to retail burgers and cook themselves at home, I suppose there still will be a demand, but it definitely will have a knock-on effect